Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We are going to be sharing with you on the subject of the fear of the Lord today. Every Christian needs to understand the fear of the Lord and to have the fear of the Lord established in their life. You need to understand what it is. It is not being afraid of God as a tormenting fear, but it is the reverential respect and awe of God, of who He is. He is holy. He is righteous. He is the way. And we need to walk after the ways of the Lord. And we must have the fear of the Lord. In Psalms 19, verse 9, the Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever." When it talks about being clean, it's something that is pure or holy, uncontaminated. Everything of the Lord is pure and holy and uncontaminated. If you have the fear of the Lord, the respect, the awe of God, then you are going to walk in the ways of holiness. You're going to stay away from the things that are impure, and you're going to not allow yourself to be uncontaminated. In Psalms 33, verse 8, the Bible says, "Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of Him." The fear of the Lord is to stand in awe of God. We see the fact that He is wonderful. We see the fact that He is a God of love. He's a God of power. He's a God of might. He's a God of wisdom. He is God who will bring forth every promise in your life. He's the one who prospers you. He's the one who heals you. He's the one who delivers you. He is our Savior. He's the one that gives life. There is no salvation in any other except for the Lord. And so therefore we can stand in awe of Him and have the fear of the Lord before us all the days of our life. In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, the Bible says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge." When you have the fear of the Lord, the reverential respect for God's Word, you're in a position to receive the knowledge of God. It's the beginning of knowledge. But fools despise wisdom and instruction. As we submit to God's Word and we hear His Word, we're going to receive knowledge revealed by the Holy Spirit. In Proverbs 9:10, it further defines the fear of the Lord. It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." As we get the fear of the Lord, it's the beginning of knowledge. It's also the beginning of wisdom. Wisdom is the application of the knowledge that we have and the understanding that we've gained. When we have the knowledge of the things that are holy before God, that is understanding. And we're going to walk in the ways after knowledge and understanding and wisdom, and that will show forth the fear of the Lord in our life. Proverbs 15:33 says, "The fear of the Lord is the instruction of wisdom." God gives us instruction of wisdom when we have the fear of the Lord before us. Proverbs 8, verse 13, "The fear of the Lord is to hate evil." That's a straight definition. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. If you have the fear of the Lord before you, you will hate everything that is evil. If you hate what is evil, you will have nothing to do with it. You know, anything that you hate in life, you absolutely abhor it. You will stay away from it. You'll have nothing to do with it. And that's what God wants you to come to the place of hating evil, hating sin, hating anything that is not of the Lord. He goes on and defines what is evil. He says, "Pride and arrogancy and the evil way and the froward mouth do I hate." God hates these things. And the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. God wants you to have a hatred for everything that is morally wrong, that is wicked, that is unrighteous, that would be destructive in any manner in your life. Job chapter 28, verse 28, he said, "Behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding." You know, by the fear of the Lord, we will depart from evil. That shows the fact that we have understanding. And when you have the fear of the Lord, that shows that you have received the knowledge of God, the Word of God, and you have applied it in your life, and it has brought wisdom unto you. 1 Peter 2:17 says that we are to fear God. We're to honor all men. We're to love the brotherhood, honor the king, but fear God. Have the reverential respect and awe of God. We are submitted unto him. We want to walk in his ways. We hate everything that is evil. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 15, the Bible says, "He which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear." Remember that every one of us, we're born from above when we get born again. We're born by the Spirit of God, and we get the Spirit of Jesus Christ in us. Now our spirit is from above. We are not of this world. We are in this world. We've been born from above, and our spirit has come from the Lord in heaven. And because of this fact, we are a sojourner here. This is not our home. We are a sojourner here in the earth, and we are to pass the time of our sojourning here in the fear of the Lord. We're going to walk in his ways. We're going to be obedient to him. We're going to follow the plan of God for our life. We're going to fulfill the ministry that the Lord has called us to. You know, the problem with the world is that there's no fear of God before them. In Psalms 36, verse 1, it says, "The transgression of the wicked saith within my heart, that there is no fear of God before his eyes." He didn't have a fear of God. He just goes and does anything he wants. He doesn't have a respect of God. He just serves self. It says he flatters himself in his own eyes until his iniquity be found to be hateful. The words of his mouth are iniquity and deceit. He's left off to be wise and to do good. He devises mischief upon his bed. He sets himself in a way that is not good. He abhorreth not evil. Otherwise, he doesn't hate evil. He just goes right along with it. I'll tell you, the fear of God needs to be before every person. But the people that are out there that have rejected God, the wicked, they have no fear of God before their eyes. In Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 19, it talks about, "Thine own wickedness shall correct thee, and the backsliding shall reprove thee. Know therefore and see that it is an evil thing and bitter that thou hast forsaken the Lord thy God, and that my fear is not in thee, saith the Lord God of hosts." If you forsake God and turn back away from him, that shows the fact that the fear of the Lord is not in you. Romans 3, verse 10, he says, it's written, "There's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understands. There's none that seeks after God. They're all gone out of the way. They've gone in a way that is unprofitable. None does good, no, not one. Their throat's an open sepulcher. With their tongues they've used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known." Why is it? There is no fear of God before their eyes. God wants us to have the fear of God before our eyes. Now, how are we going to get the fear of God to be established in our life? We don't just get it when we're born again. It is something that is developed in us. In Psalms 34, verse 11, the Bible says, "Come, ye children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord." The fear of the Lord is taught. You are going to be taught the fear of the Lord. How are you going to be taught the fear of the Lord? It's but through hearing the word of God is one of the ways. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 10, he talks about gathering the people together, and he says, "I will make them hear my words, that they may learn to fear me all the days that thou shalt live upon the earth, and that they may teach their children." Every one of us, we need to hear the word of God. You need to spend time in God's word, hear the word of God, and as you hear his word, you will learn to fear him all the days that you live upon your earth. And also, you're supposed to teach your children so that the fear of the Lord will be before them. In Deuteronomy chapter 13, verse 11, the Bible says that all Israel shall hear and fear. As you hear the word, the fear of God will be before you. And then it says they'll do no more any such wickedness. See, the fear of God will cause you to turn away from wickedness, turn away from the ways of sin. God wants us to turn away from things that are not pleasing unto him. Over in Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 21, Here it talks about the men of the city would stone the one man with stones that he would die, so that they put evil among them. And it said, all Israel shall hear and fear. Otherwise, the fear of God came upon them because of the judgments that were upon those who were walking in a way that was worthy of death there in the Old Testament. We need to have the fear of God before us. And certainly you think about in the New Testament when Ananias and Sapphira, because they lied to the Holy Spirit, judgment came upon them, and there was great fear that came. The fear of God came upon all of them when they heard of what happened. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29, he says, oh, that there were such a heart in them that they would fear me and keep all my commandments always, that it might be well with them and with their children forever. Here's another thing that's important. Not only are we taught the fear of the Lord, we learn it as we hear the Word of God, but also we need to have a heart that is right before Him. If your heart's right before Him, then you're going to learn the fear of the Lord. He says, oh, again, that there'd be a heart in them that would fear me. And what's going to happen? They said that they would keep all the commandments. And what would be the result? It would be well with them and with their children forever. If you'll learn to keep the commandments of God and do what God's Word says, then it is going to be well with you, praise God. Also in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 1, it says, these are the commandments, the statutes, and the judgments which the Lord your God commanded to teach you, that you might do them in the land whether you go to possess it, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God, to keep all His statutes and His commandments, which I command you, thou and thy son, and thy son's sons, all the days of thy life, and that thy days may be prolonged. Not only were they taught the fear of the Lord, and they heard the Word of God and had a heart that was right, but also they needed to do what the Word says. You've got to be a hearer and a doer of the Word, as they were going to possess their promises, that thou mightest fear the Lord thy God. God wants the fear of the Lord before you. It caused them to be blessed. It caused them to have long life. And the blessings of God are tied into the fear of the Lord in your life. We're going to talk more on this next broadcast. We'll see you then. God bless you. As I close today, do you have problems with sickness and disease? If so, know that you can be healed of any sickness or disease. We minister healing and deliverance to people 5 days a week, and we have seen the Lord heal cancer, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart problems, headaches, neck, back, and joint pain, and healing of various physical problems. If you would like to receive personal ministry for healing, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a hearer and a doer of the Word of God.